This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 29 for Sunday, December 9th, 2012. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network. Welcome.
Welcome. Oh, so close.
Trying to really beat me to it?
Yep, I was trying. The 29th episode.
29th episode.
Wow. Awesome. I think we should have like a big celebration when we get to 52.
I think we will.
Or 53 or something.
Something. Ooh. Maybe an anniversary, anniversary giveaway or something.
Ooh, another anniversary. I like that.
Just another excuse to get a pen.
A pen?
Yep.
You're going to get a pen?
I hope so.
Why are you going to get a pen?
Why shouldn't I get a pen? That's the better question, I think, right there.
Wow. Somebody's feeling feisty today.
I am.
Give me a pen, woman.
Along those lines, we're just going to roll right on with that.
There you go. You're just going to ignore me.
I thought we'd start off this week with the story of the pen that got away. Well, sort of. So, a couple weeks back, I'm surfing on eBay and I come across a pen that piques my interest.
Did I know you were surfing on eBay?
Well, I do it all the time.
What?
Don't you know from the phone? While you're reading your Kindle books and stuff,
I do that when you're asleep.
No, not always. I'm searching eBay, to wind down the night. You know,
mine's cheaper.
Well, I lose most of the time. So,
all right, go ahead.
But anyway, so there's an Aiken Lambert on eBay, and I decide I'm gonna throw a bid in on it. And it's one of the harder to find sleeve filler models. Very similar to this guy right here that I won, that I got for my birthday present this year. But at first I almost didn't bid on it. This is one of those auctions that's being sold by some auction, some antique store, house, whatever. And they had a posted $25 shipping charge.
That's crazy.
You know the ones we're talking about, right?
Better hand deliver that sucker.
Right, right. We all hate people who make excessive amounts on shipping. I don't mind paying a little extra to cover your tape, a little bit of your time, bubble wrap, peanuts, whatever. But if I'm paying $25, it better get here quick, and it better be packed bomb-proof. So I'm still interested in the pen enough that I just email them and I ask, hey, what's up with the $25? And they say, oh, it's a mistake. They have some kind of template that they use, whatever. So they drop the price to a more reasonable amount. And so I throw in a bid. So I'm thinking here that if Lisa's looking for something extra to hang from the Christmas tree or put under the Christmas tree or whatever.
I already had two presents.
Well, you know, if not, whatever, So I put in my bid. I'm the high bidder until the last minute, and then I get outbid. It's like, oh well, it's buyer's remorse. Whatever.
It's not meant to be.
It's not meant to be. So I get an email the next day from the seller saying that the high bidder was from a country they don't ship to.
Ooh.
So, if I want it, I can have it for my high bid, which was, I think, $74, $76. All things considered, not a bad price. Now, this wasn't in perfect condition, but it's no cracks, and the nib looked good. So, if I wanted it, I could exercise the buy it now price available, and which is available just to me, and it was mine. So, I thought about it. Then promptly forgot about it. And, and I was trying to be sensible. I didn't want to, didn't want to spend any extra money that I didn't need to this time of year.
You didn't want me to spend any extra money.
Your money is my money is all the same.
I know.
And so I missed the opportunity. Well, a couple days later, I'm on eBay again. I'm going through my searches and there it is. Now this is, and I knew it was the same one right off the bat. If you look on your phone and you see the pictures, they're really, really small. But I could tell this was the same one right away because it's one of these classic pictures. You look at it and you're like, what did they do? They had an accommodation clip on this pen because they're clipless pens just like this one.
That's a pretty one.
This is nice, yeah. They're clipless, but They had put in a combination clip, but they didn't put it on the cap. They put it on the sleeve.
Well, that's weird.
Well, yeah. What's weird about it is if you think about it, you put it in your pocket, it's upside down.
That's a problem for
and
the
not
pocket.
Only is it, yeah, and not only is it upside down, it's a slip cap.
Ooh, it's going to slip right off and so, be full of ink.
So I see it and I decide, okay, I missed it that time. You know, at least I can do is I can throw a bid in and help them out. So I throw in a much lower bid. And I'm watching it and, you know, I get the alert on my phone that, you know, auction's going to end in 5 minutes or whatever it is. And I watch it and sure enough, someone throws in a bid at the last minute, but it bids right up to my maximum bid.
Oh.
And I win it. So I get it for $55 instead of $74.
Look at you. You got a bargain.
I did get a bargain, right?
Very cool.
It hasn't arrived yet, but sometime this next week. So I guess the moral of the story is if it's meant to be, it will find its way to you somehow. So
Is it coming addressed to you or to me?
It's coming addressed to me, but since we get so few packages here at the house, you'll know which one it is.
Awesome.
You can,
and then
you
can, I can hide it.
Yeah, just look at it, make sure it looks good, and then just wrap it up for me. Okay. I'll just wait for, 2 weeks now? Till Christmas?
I know. It's almost here. Woo! Yeah.
So, anyway, that's my pen story of the week.
That's pretty cool. So you lost it, you won it, you lost it, you won it, and hopefully...
Now I gotta wait.
Yeah, it'll get here. In one piece and not freeze.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Freeze.
Well, it just snowed, so it's going to be cold.
It is, yeah. In fact, I think it's still snowing if I look outside the window.
I know. Woo!
First actual snowfall that's sticking since...
last year.
February, March?
Something, yeah.
Yep.
So, and speaking of snow and cold weather, now that it is officially winter, we should address the topic of pens and the cold weather.
Yep.
Your pens and your ink don't like to be cold. So keep a few things in mind when you are either using your pens or buying pens. Do not leave your pens or ink in your car overnight. They could easily crack, which would be a shame because they won't be covered under any manufacturer's warranty for that kind of damage. We do ship pens and ink in the winter, but we make sure that they are insulated with bubble wrap, extra peanuts, a second layer of packaging, and all of that. But if a package is left outside in really cold temps for a very long time, you might want to consider a couple other things. And we've got a few tips for you. If your ink arrives and it's frozen, don't panic. It will be fine. If you leave it at room temperature, take it out and just set it aside. And leave it at room temperature and let it thaw out. Do not try to heat it up. Don't put it on a heater. Don't put it on your stove. Just let it sit at room temperature, you know, all by itself so that the bottle won't crack. If you try to heat it up, you could crack the bottle and that will make a huge mess.
Or a really, really pretty floor.
Yeah, or carpet or couch or whatever. If you live in a cold part of the country, like we do, you might want to consider having your pen shipped to your office or requesting signature confirmation if you're in the U.S. so that the mailman doesn't just leave it on your doorstep or in your mailbox all day. For example, since we ship to PayPal addresses only, what you need to do is just add your work address to your PayPal shipping option and then use that address for the winter if nobody's going to be home at your house to receive a package of pens or ink. With the signature confirmation option, the mailman will only leave it at your house if an adult is home to sign for it. Otherwise, if nobody's home, they'll leave you one of those little orange pieces of paper that says, I think it's orange, that says you have a package. It's either orange or green, and you can pick it up at the post office. They'll hold it for you, so at least it's not out exposed to the elements and, you know, out all day for however many hours you're gone.
Yeah. You know, and all that being said, I think we have had no problems ever.
No, we haven't, but you know, don't leave it in your car. Don't.
Yeah, you don't want to leave your pens in your car. They'd be so lonely there.
They would. And you can't use them. But just, you know, the same thing when it's summertime. You don't leave your pens in the car in the summer either. They'll warp.
Yeah.
So just extreme temperatures, you need to just kind of think about them a little more carefully. So
cool.
Yeah.
I guess the big news for the week, we have big news.
You're pregnant.
I am giving birth. Absolutely.
Cool. We're going to be millionaires. Alert the media. Brian is... No. All right. So what's the big news?
The big news. And we've been working on this since... When did we start this?
Before Detroit.
Yeah, it was... well, I don't remember.
Before we go.
Yeah, Detroit. When was Detroit? Yeah. So we've been working on this project, and we had this idea, and we decided we're going to go ahead with it. And this week on, I think it was Monday, we finally got the actual end result of this project.
So excited.
And unless you've been living in a cave or you don't have any access to social media, we are announcing the first ever collaboration between Anderson Pens and Brian Gray of Edison Pen. And we have the first ever limited edition 2013 bulb filler. And I'm just going to show this one, and Lisa's going to show hers.
Love it. So excited.
And these are
the most beautiful thing in the world.
Yes. Yes. Two different pens. We have an ebonite, which is an orange swirl, which I think was really the first thing we thought of when we wanted to do this. And it kind of resembles, would you say it resembles more of a wall?
It does.
Than a Waterman, perhaps.
Yeah, it's more of a swirl than a ripple,
mm-hmm.
but it's gorgeous. And the ebonite, you know, of course, because it's got more of a vintage feel or a vintage flair. So that's, you know, where we started with vintage pens. But to have it in an Edison, you know, a well-known, well-made pen is just perfect. It's a great combination.
Yeah, it's got... an ebonite section. This one actually is pretty cool. I just noticed it's got little round little swirl there, which is kind of cool. And it's based on the Glenmont model. And as you can see there, there's the bulb on the back.
Holds a ton of ink.
Yeah, 2.5 milliliters, as opposed to your standard converter, which I think is about 0.5 milliliter.
Yeah, this is crazy.
So the ebonite's really cool. Gold trim. You can get these with 18 karat nibs if you want, but they're standard with steel, two tone steel nib. But perhaps even if you think that's cool, it's completely overshadowed by the acrylic option.
My baby,
right there, the it's ocean one of those flake.
Pry it out of my cold dead hands, kind of thing.
Yep.
It's this beautiful blue and white, and it's even got some like flecks of silver and a little bit of turquoise in there. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
It's kind of like a cracked ice kind of look to it.
Yep. It's blue. Beautiful. I love that it posts.
Yep.
We needed a pen that posted. That's just how we like our pens. But, you know, the section is beautiful. It's got the single tone silver nib. It's beautiful.
Yep. So, rhodium trim.
Rhodium.
And, yep.
Gorgeous. Beautiful clip. It's just absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
And the same thing. We've got the
bulb there.
Sack. Yep. It holds a ton of ink. When did we get these? Monday?
Monday, yeah.
Filled them up, and we've been using them ever since, and I'm not even close to running out of ink.
Yeah, no way.
And I mean, I've just been scribbling with it. I threatened to sleep with it. It's just gorgeous.
No, but we're excited about them. I don't know what more to say about them. They're
only just available for a month.
Yep, January 7th is the last day that these can be ordered, and you can find information on our site about them. But really, really super. Just they're about the size of for you vintage fans, about the size of a Waterman 56, give or take. They're actually a little bit bigger. Capped than a 56,
But they don't feel big. I mean, I have small hands and I don't like big pens.
Mm-hmm.
But this one works really well, I think, because I'm just playing with it. Because it posts, it's not too big. It doesn't feel too fat. It doesn't feel too bulky. I don't feel like I've got to, you know, mm-hmm. grip it like a big Sharpie marker or something. So it's a good size. And one of the, I don't know if it's a good or bad thing about the acrylic is that Brian Gray has never used this in an Edison pen before, but he's got very limited stock. So once we've used up his stock, he can't get any more. Yeah. So if you're interested, grab one because you won't be able to get anything else made out of this.
Yeah, manufacturer discontinued that rod stock.
It's breathtaking. Look at the pictures on the website. You'll get a better idea of the color, but oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we can make about 40, 40 pens, and we've sold almost a quarter of that already just in 2 days.
Yeah.
So.
But gorgeous, and we're excited, and it was fun to get the proofs in the mail, and we were like kids at Christmas. Like, oh my God, it came. And Of course,
I was at work.
Yeah. I was here, and Brian was at work. And I texted him to let him know that the box came, and I kind of tortured him a little because I opened them up. I saw both, and the Ocean Flake is gorgeous. And he says, well, how about the Ebonite? And I said, the Ocean Flake is beautiful.
said, and this goes on 3 or 4 times.
How does the Ebonite look?
What does it look like?
Who cares? The Ocean Flake is here. The Ebonite is gorgeous. I can't wait to get mine. But I'm not trading you.
Oh, come on.
Nope. So anyway, that's our big excitement, I guess, for the web. And we've got some other cool stuff on the web, but that's the big, I love you.
All right. I guess other things going on. I didn't get them up last week, but we've got the Exocompta journals and some leatherette stuff. Hopefully we'll get those up this week.
Yep. Some pretty colors. In fact, the more that I think about it, that sapphire blue journal.
That might go well with that pen. Yeah.
Some more Habana journals have been restocked, and those are selling really well. Great paper, pretty colors. Make a great gift for somebody or for yourself.
I do like the taupe. It's really nice.
Yeah, it is. Our pilot order will be here this week. A few new lines of pens, including the Metropolitan and the Plumix. And we've restocked the Oroshizuku inks. We also pre-ordered, I guess is the best way to put it, the 3 new colors of Oroshizuku, but they won't be available until after the new year.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it's better than not at all. I know that our sales rep said that they tried and tried and tried to get them before Christmas, but it just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So, but at least they're ordered and they look gorgeous.
Well, so when people get their Christmas money, then
or a new
the
pen.
The ink will be available then.
And then they're going to need new ink for the new pen. Yeah,
absolutely. I need to have a little shout out here to our good friend Bill, Bill Hong.
Yes.
Really, we went back and forth earlier in the week on some things and like a whole revolution here. We've been talking about Ahabs, and I have kind of a love-hate relationship with them. They're cool pens. They're very inexpensive. If you want to delve into some flex, it's really the way to do it. But they've been, historically, the Ahabs have been a little bit inconsistent. And so Bill's been trying, and he emailed me back. He says, hey, I found out what we can do. Let's try this. Pull that breather tube out. There's a breather tube. And I have two Ahabs. And the first one I got has been nothing short of, it just doesn't work. Doesn't work very well. And once it railroads, it takes forever to get it going. It's very frustrating. Well, and then a little while later, about maybe 2 weeks ago, I decided I'm going to try it again. So I got another one. And this guy works pretty well. This still has the breather tube in it. And for whatever reason, the first one, just even after I swapped out the nib, I've carved out channels in the feed, I couldn't get it to write. So I said, okay, Bill sends me his message. He says, try taking the breather tube out. It seems like there's some dry lock going on there. So sure enough, next day at work, I'm like, well, okay, let's try it. Pull it out night and day.
Ooh.
Absolutely. The thing works. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I'm scribbling. I used up half the capacity of the filler here, just like in the first half an hour.
Just trying to get it to mess up.
I'm trying to get it to screw up, yeah. And I couldn't. I mean, even when it would railroad, the ink would still flow. So there's something in that, if you're having problems with an AHAB, there's something in that breather tube that's making it hard to get that ink to flow. And what makes sense about this is, if you think about it, the Conrad doesn't have a breather tube.
I like my Conrad.
And the Conrad writes great.
Yeah, I use mine all the time. I don't use the flexible nib, the flexible aspect of the Conrad nib, but it's a smooth writer, has good flow, not bad for a $20 pen.
Yeah, so now the big concern about removing that breather tube is that's really crucial to the filling of the pen. But and yes, I did find that it takes a little bit longer to get the pen filled, but it still does fill full. Instead of it being two strokes of the plunger, it's maybe four or five. But it does fill and it writes. So if you're having a problem, take that out. And that being said, we have some of the new Noodlers AHAB Pearl pens are coming on Monday. Some more Noodlers inks and a couple new Conrads, I believe.
Yep.
The
pearls look really pretty.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, that's for $20. That's an easy solution for you. Pull that breather tube out and see how it works for you. If not, put it back in. But it definitely worked for me, and I'm going to post some results on the website, hopefully this next week.
Cool. All right. So. Well, the AHAB pearls look really pretty. There are 20 or 25 new colors coming in.
Yeah, 25, I think.
And the Ebonite Conrads should be here soon as well. We're just waiting on confirmation of that. So we're excited to have an Ebonite Conrad. What a great option.
Yeah, those look cool. So I'm definitely going to pick one of those up for myself, I think.
Are you now?
Yes, I think so.
It's a good thing I ordered an extra one for you.
Hang it from the Christmas tree.
You're going to have a boatload of pens for Christmas. What am I getting?
You're getting a very... You'll like what you're going to get. I'm just going to say that.
Ooh, I thought a new car.
I thought long and hard about it. So, what else is going on? We got some Twisby ink bottles coming in, and I believe the mini nib units.
Yes.
Are coming in.
Yes,
which
that's
is cool.
Exciting.
So actually, it's interesting that they got the nib units out so fast after the release of the pens, but
I can't keep their production straight. I just, when I think something's coming out, then it doesn't, and the things you don't expect are suddenly available. Yep. So it's always a surprise.
So
so we've got what, red and black Twisby bottles coming in?
Yep
red and I black. Think we're almost out of both of those. Let's see. Schaefer's have been ordered, some to restock, a couple new things, including some Aurora, which totally excites me. My heart belongs to Aurora and to my Edison.
Yeah. Well, I think we found some good Aurora pens that aren't going to break the bank, but yet are still... I mean, now all Aurora is really pretty high quality, but...
Yes.
Sometimes you have, when you have a brand that's notorious for very high quality, their lower end stuff is just, it's not good. It doesn't meet up. And I think we found a good middle ground.
Good fit.
Yeah.
Yep. And soon, I'm waiting on confirmation, but we should have a really, really cool new item in the repair supply category.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in. It's going to be really awesome. This is something we've been working on with a company, and we're going to be excited to unveil that soon.
Yeah, that needs to get here quick.
I'm working on it. I can only push them so far.
What else? You've got the new paper designs that I didn't get up last week, so hopefully we'll get those up. Note cards for the ladies, shoes, purses, all that stuff.
Yep.
And what?
Well, just now that things are wrapping up. I'm done with school, and I'll have more time to nag you. No, wait. Did that come out wrong? I'll have more time to gently remind you.
It's forget that I work 50 hours a week.
I know. On top of that. So let's see what else. Ooh, the big excitement.
The other big excitement.
Yes.
Contest for the winter holidays. This is your last week for submitting entries. From now until Saturday, December 15th, we're still accepting entries for the holiday giveaway, which will be drawn next week, December 16th.
Woo!
Actually, I'm going to show real quick before you make any, give any more.
I'm waiting.
I want to show some of the entries from the past week that came in.
We've gotten some really cute entries.
I think these are from the past week. I know some of these are, but I don't think I showed them. This one is kind of cool. It's kind of a vintage, circa 1910.
Yep.
If you can see that there.
Yep. That's cute.
A couple kids, reproduction of a postcard. They've got spelling out Xmas on there, and they've little girls in their little overcoats. this one is cool. Real simple. It just got a little Christmas tree.
It's sort of like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree with just one bulb.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. I really liked it.
Yeah.
What else? This one was very cool. I like this a lot. Someone put a little bit of effort into this one. Personalized it for us. We got two snowmen.
I've got a purse.
Yeah, you got a purse. A red purse.
I'm going shopping while you shovel. That's good. Somebody's brilliant.
And there are two cardinals, which is probably my favorite bird. Yep. Male on top of the male snowman, and a female cardinal on top of the female snowman.
That was cute.
That was kind of cute. It says Brian and Lisa on it. That came to us from Canada. And one more on the topic of cardinals. This one was really, really pretty. It's on a nice brown, almost
like a craft paper.
Yeah. And a tree. And then it's got five or six bright red cardinals in the tree. So it's kind of cool. So
we've gotten some funny ones. We've gotten some sweet ones. We've gotten some really funny messages. So we do read every single one, and we have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think we're gonna put them up in the pen room on the new shelf down there. So anyway, what are we giving away? Can I enter?
No. I think you already have one.
Well, you know.
All right, so we are giving away, and this could get to you in time for Christmas.
Yep, that was the intent, I think.
That was the intent, absolutely. A Twisby Vac 700, your choice of sapphire, amber, or smoke, and your choice of nib. A bottle of Schaefer Green Ink, and a bottle of Pelican 4001 Red Ink. It's about $100 value, and all you need to do is send in a winter holiday-themed submission, one entry per person. And then just send your entry to us at
Anderson Pens Holiday Giveaway, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Send it in fast. Do it right now.
Yep. Don't delay. Don't delay, and just get it in.
We'll go to the post office Saturday evening, and then that'll be it.
Yep, and just we'll just pick it by random, and that's the winner. So if you're outside the U.S., if you send it out tomorrow, you might get here.
Yeah.
Depends on where you are. But
do it today.
We've had quite a large number of outside U.S. international submissions. So, anything else this week? I don't think so.
I think that's it.
Okay.
We should finish so you could go shovel.
Something wrong with that.
I'm
going to
stay in and play with my Edison.
Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or catch us online.
Email Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
Facebook, we are on Facebook as well, facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The blog is at AndersonPens.net/blog.
And of course, on the web, AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll see you next week.
Bye.